In the newsroom, I'm Dave Wolf. With Congressman Fred Upton announcing his retirement on Tuesday, we wondered what factored into his decision. He told us,
"The new redistricting map didn't do us any favors. Now there are more St. Joe voters that are associated with the district Tim Walberg in Lake Erie than there are here in West Michigan. The district changed quite a bit. We had to grow by about 25,000 votes or so, or voters. And at the end of the day, we have like 350,000 different faces than we had before. So quite a bit different."
The recent redistricting drastically redrew up the district, now stretching it north all the way to Holland. That would have put him into a primary with Congressman Bill Heisinger. Upton says the divisive atmosphere in politics was a small factor in his decision, but lawmakers need to learn to work together.
At the end of the day, I look back at the years of service. I look at, you know, what we still need to do this year. The challenges are great, and we're going to finish strong. I'm just very grateful for the opportunity that I had to represent the good men and women in Southwest Michigan.
Upton has made no decision on what he'll do next, but he says St. Joseph will always be his home. As for priorities remaining for the rest of the year, he tells us he intends to work on Cures 2.0, spending, and helping Ukraine. Benton Harbor Mayor Marks Muhammad is running for Congress. On Twitter, he first announced his candidacy for the 6th Congressional District, which is changing to the 4th District in the next election. Muhammad calls himself a bipartisan champion, a bridge builder, and a unifying agent. In later tweets, he said he's incredibly sick of a two-party system where residents are victimized into choosing between the lesser of two evils. Congressman Fred Upton will not run for re-election, as he would have to run against fellow Republican Congressman Bill Heising of Zeeland, who is running, as is Democrat Joseph Alfonso of Holland. Muhammad's tweets indicate that he'll run as an independent. Meanwhile, Mayor Muhammad says now is a time of great change in the city. Speaking Monday, he said with the ongoing lead issues with water in the homes, the federal and state governments have stepped up to offer major resources.
The city of Benton Harbor at this current time is sitting on $69.1 million, which is unprecedented. $45 million in infrastructure projects, as we talked about infrastructure. Another $10 million for the lead line removal. Governor leaned in, and another $9 million to address all homes.
That's in addition to the $5.1 million left in ARPA funds. Muhammad said with expanded state support for lead, all lead lines in homes, not just from the street to the home, can be replaced. He noted landlords will also not be required to shoulder the entire burden, but can share the cost with the state. Michigan State Police say they have found the body of a missing Berrien Springs woman. Sethemble Dube was reported missing on Sunday after last being seen leaving the home that she shared with her mother around 1 a.m. on Saturday. Her vehicle was found Sunday, and her body was discovered in the St. Joseph River around 8 p.m. that night. Troopers say that foul play is not suspected. In the newsroom, I'm Dave Wolf.